You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Well, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you end up listening to our show today. Welcome to Christmas. Can you believe that we're almost at the Christmas season? How many days are we away? Does that cause you panic when you think about it? Oh, my goodness. This is the time of year when, gosh, so many things can happen in our mind. Isn't it true? We can trigger a rush of guilt about all the things we haven't done throughout the year. We can begin to regret all the things that we wish we had done or said or wish we hadn't done or said. And then we get lost in all this activity of rushing to and fro. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with all the activity, but I don't know. This year, can we just slow things down a bit? Who's ready just to slow down life and Christmas and just enjoy what the season is all about? If you're one of those people who has the heart like mine to slow this season down and really just soak in the true meaning of Christmas, to really just soak in who Christ is and to get to know Him more, then this is the show for you. This is the next 60 minutes for you, because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to take a few minutes and we're going to talk about the magic of Christmas, the memories of Christmas, and most importantly, the miracle of Christmas. Today, I've invited a co-host on who is a dear friend of mine. She is actually the president of the board of directors of our nonprofit ministry, Roses and Rainbows. Her name is Debbie from Texas. Good morning, Debbie. It's so good to have you join me this morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And we're so close, but yet we are far enough away that we can just kind of take charge and say this Christmas is going to be different than the others. It's going to be more meaningful. We're going to do things that create memories, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning, Debbie. So I know that how much you love Christmas, and so let's take a little bit and just talk about, you know, what we can do just to slow things down a little bit. So let me just start out by asking you, how are things in Texas?
Well, things are great. Yesterday it was warm, and today it's a little cooler, so you never know what the temperature is like. But things are good.
Good. Are things starting to look like Christmas there?
Everywhere it looks like Christmas. It is. I can just feel it in the air, Kim.
No, it's so exciting. It's such an exciting time of the year. And we at our ministry had the great honor of filming a Christmas special. And as you know, it's going to be on NRB TV, and it's called The Magic, The Memory, and The Miracle of Christmas. So for you all who are listening, I'd love for you to watch that. But I also want to kind of take you behind the scenes a little bit of what that show, why we wanted to do that show, and bring on some even our callers and guest hosts and talk about some of the reasons why we did that. And we're going to start out with the magic of Christmas. Let's talk about for a few minutes, Debbie. Let's talk what the magic of Christmas is, those things that we do to create those memories that are spontaneous and are exciting and are fun. And, you know, like, I don't know, one of the things that we do is And let me also add, and most of the time they cost no money. They're just things that you just do within your family. Like, for example, one of the things that we love to do so much is on Christmas morning, and this started back when we were younger, when Lee and I were younger, and we had each child. We had two boys, and, you know, it seemed like the first two or three Christmases we'd come down and we'd open up the Christmas gifts, and, like, in 10 minutes it was over. It's like, oh, wait a minute. That cost too much money and took too much time to be over so quickly. So I devised a plan. We decided we'd have a treasure hunt. So each they would come down and find one clue under the tree, and then we'd have them running all over the house. But, you know, Christmas was, the giving was extended. And so they'd find their clue, and then we'd all stand around and watch them open that one gift. That brought magic. What's a magical moment at your house, Debbie?
Oh, wow, that sounds like so much fun. I've never thought about doing a treasure hunt, Kim. Well, you know, I think just part of the magic at my, you know, for us is that we always waited to Christmas morning. You know, there was those times where, you know, we would say, oh, just one gift on Christmas Eve, because on Christmas Eve we always would go to church to do our Christmas caroling and have our candlelit service. That's always been a tradition with my family, Pete and my two boys. And we continue to do that today, but we always waited till Christmas morning to do the gifts, and we would open them one at a time because we didn't want to miss one little spark of excitement.
Yes. And isn't that exciting, Sin? I mean, when you're doing that, you actually get to see each other's eyes light up, and it just adds so much. Hey, Debbie, guess what? We already have callers on the line. Let's invite caller 6681, caller 6681. Welcome to Coffee with Kim. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Kim. Hey, Debbie. This is Donna.
Hey,
good
Donna.
Morning. Yes, good morning.
And Donna, where are you calling in from this morning?
I'm calling from Evans, Georgia.
Yes, you are. And I'm in Georgia, too. So tell us, what did you want to share with us? I'm so glad you called in. What would you like to share with us this morning about Christmas at the Postels?
Well, we always have gone to my mom's on and are there Christmas morning. But we started off the night before at our candlelight service at church. That just sets the season for me. And then on Christmas Day, we start out by reading the Christmas story. And for as long as I can remember, we have had a birthday cake for Jesus. And the kids, my grandchildren, have always done that. And that's real special because they gather around and sing happy birthday to Jesus. So we don't get caught up in just the gifts. We remember why we're there. And that's always fun.
Oh.
But I will tell you, one of the best Christmas memories that I have, in fact, we have about three or four of the same things, is we didn't get to celebrate Christmas on Christmas due to illness or people in the hospital. And we waited till January, and it was wonderful because it was peaceful. We were out of the hustle and bustle, and it was the most reverent, this most beautiful time that we've ever had.
Wow.
So it doesn't have to be just that day. That was an important lesson that I learned.
Wow. You know, I believe, Donna, you've probably just spoken to a lot of people's hearts, because I know a lot of people who are not going to be home at Christmas because of they're going to be at the hospital, or they're going to be at the nursing home, I know several of those. And you know what, Donna, God just used you to really speak into their hearts. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, I thank you for calling in. Those are I wrote down candlelight service, reading the Christmas story, birthday cake for Jesus, and I know our listeners did too. And I hope to see you during the Christmas season. I love you. Thanks for calling.
I love you. Hope so. Bye, Debbie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We also have a caller. Debbie, we have another caller. 6234, caller 6234. Welcome to Coffee with Kim program. I can't wait to hear what you have to share this morning.
Good morning. This is Dana Johnson from Winnie, Texas.
Good morning, Dana Johnson. Now, I believe that You are a dear friend of mine, and I believe that you might have a new title this morning. Tell us what's going on at your, the special gift that God has given to you and your husband and family and a special church in Winnie, Texas.
Yesterday, we were voted on to become the pastor at First Baptist in Winnie, and we're super excited about that.
Yes. Oh, Debbie, did you hear that? That church has just been blessed.
Thank you.
We're so excited. And for the listeners, I want you to know Dana is also someone who, as well as Donna, is very crucial and an anchor in our ministry. And so these, what they have to say about how they celebrate Christmas is very important and it's meaningful. And so, Dana, tell us what makes Christmas special at your house, at the Johnson's house.
Well, before we open presents, we all sit down on the couch and we read the Christmas story, and then we open our presents. And it just, it sets the mood, like the person before me said, and it's important to our family to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
Wow. Tell me what that looks like at your house. Is it your husband? Do you read how? Take us into that as if we were in your living room and explain to us how you do that.
Well, we've been married 19 years, so 19 years ago this actually started, and we were at my parents' house, and my mom said, before we open our presents, she asked my husband to read the Christmas story, and ever since then, that's what we do, is we all sit down in the living room, and he reads a story, and then we, and my dad plays Santa Claus, and he passes out the presents.
Oh, well, Dana, that sounds wonderful, and your husband, I so enjoy reading what he puts on Facebook and just watching you all and seeing how God has blessed you. I believe that this is going to be a special Christmas, not only for you, but definitely Winnie First Baptist Church. And I can't wait to get down there. And congratulations. And sweet lady, thanks so much for calling in. And have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Bye. You too. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Dana. Bye-bye. Okay, now we have another call. This is so exciting because we're getting so many wonderful ideas. And remember, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the magic, the memories, and the miracle of Christmas. This is the title of our NRB TV special that I hope that you'll be able to watch. It's on DirecTV for those who have DirecTV. You can check for your local listings. If you don't have DirecTV, you can go to nrbtv.org and you can live stream it. And so we would love for you to watch that. One of the things that I would like to share with you before we bring on our next caller, which is going to be 7275, so stand by, friend, is one of the things that you'll see on this special is my love for Christmas trees. And I do love Christmas trees. I could have Christmas trees in every room of my house. I just love them. I had the opportunity to talk to some friends last week. I had some friends in my home, some of our sponsors, and just our coffee group, my coffee group in our home. And we were walking through, and I have a special tree that you'll learn about. It was my mother's tree. We thought that we were celebrating my grandfather's last Christmas in the hospital with a tree. So this kind of goes back with what Donna was saying earlier. But we thought it was going to be his last Christmas, so you'll see the tree. And it turned out that it wasn't my grandfather's last Christmas. It was my mom's. And so I've had this tree for 26 years, and I pull it out each year as a memory that, you know, all we have is today. You know, all you have is this moment. And no matter where you are in life, this is your moment. And we can truly change it through the power of Christ for it to be what we need it to be, what we desire it to be. That is truly the reason that I love the light in my house. I love my little tree, but the other trees, the lights remind me of the light of Christ. it's not just about the trees that I like in my house. And let me tell you why. And maybe you can relate to this a little bit. Maybe your Christmases in the past have never really been the Christmas that you want it to be. Maybe you grew up in a dysfunctional family. Maybe you grew up where alcohol was the theme at Christmas. Maybe you grew up without church at Christmas, without knowing Christ at Christmas. Maybe Christmas was never, ever what you wanted it to be. Well, that's my story. And if that's your story, because of the light of Christ, you can make that change this Christmas. You see, every time I see one of those lights on my tree, I think about another step that I took toward making Christmas what I wanted it to be. See, through the power of Christ working through us, we can accomplish all things through Him. So if Christmas has not been what you thought it should be or what you wanted it to be, let this be the Christmas. Turn those lights on your trees and let those lights represent the light of Christ in your life and allow His power to work through you to make the changes that need to take place so that this Christmas can be the best Christmas ever. And by best, I don't mean materialistic. I mean those that make memories, that bring meaning into Christmas. That's what this show is all about. So let's go on into you. And so you'll see the trees at my house on the special, but you won't know about that part of it as to why. So that's a little bit of behind the scenes of that part of that Christmas special. But let's bring on our next caller, Debbie. Her name is 7275. Caller, come on in and share with us about how you make Christmas special at your house.
Good morning, Kim. It's Becky.
Good morning, Becky. And where are you calling in from, Becky?
I am at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And
Fort
I'm going to have a special visitor here in a couple days.
Is Santa coming?
Yes, exactly. Well,
yes.
I was going to remind everybody that I think you have a new title, too, don't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. You can just
yes,
call
congratulations.
Me grandmom.
Yes. No, I was,
yes.
I'm so delighted. Congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you.
I wanted to just add on to what you just said about trying to make it what you want it to be, make the Christmas time what you want it to be. Because we've moved with the military 14 times, and each time we're in a different house. So the first challenge is, where are we going to put the tree? We all have to, you know, move things around and figure out where it's going to go. But our son is 10. So the first couple of years of his life, we were always trying to travel to Atlanta to see my husband's side of the family and Minnesota to see my side. And it was so hectic and exasperating, quite frankly, that about 5 years ago, we stopped doing that, and we decided, nope, we're going to be in our house the night of the 24th and go to our church for Christmas Eve service, come home to a peaceful home with no visitors, and wake up in the morning, and if there is another church service, go to that, but spend our Christmas morning just the three of us, because we just have the one son. So it has really taken away just a lot of the pressure of not just hosting, but just trying to be in too many places at once. It's funny, we watched the movie last night called Four Christmases, where if you do have, you know, a blended family, you have to go here and go there and go here and go there. And sometimes you're left with, what just happened?
Right. A blur.
You know, it's been, yes, and it's been really sweet for us to just, you know, get up in the morning on Christmas, open our gifts, and really celebrate what's important. And to us, that's our, you know, immediate family and the fact that we're together. And we would
love,
Becky, Yeah. We would love our families to be there, but it just doesn't always work. And we're always the ones traveling. So I think we're just ready to put down roots somewhere and have people come to us next.
Well, I'm sure. And I know, I think Debbie, most of your family's right there close to you. Is that correct, Debbie?
Yeah, that is correct. Mm-hmm.
I think
which makes it nice.
Absolutely. And then I've never been with family. I lived close to family since Lee and I were married 14 times. I mean, that's,
wow.
and that's the side of the military. I think that's why my heart is so more into, our ministry is going more into military, thanks to Becky, who is helping us in so many ways. But I don't think that one of the things that I've said to you, Becky, is that we need to understand your lives, the lives of military homes, so much more, because we don't really understand. We can't even contemplate. I mean, my family's moved maybe four times, but 14 times is we need to understand that better. But with the Christmas thing, I think that what you said speaks to so many families right now, and one that I've been trying to teach and tell my son, who has just now had his first child. But even before that, even as a couple, I tried to share with them, it's okay to stay home at Christmas, to build your own traditions.
Yes.
And that's kind of what you're saying to these families. You're giving giving permission. Let me ask you, will you speak to those out there who are going, oh, well, yes, I would love to do that too, but I would feel just so guilty. What would you say to those, the people out there who just feel like they have to run around and do like what you're saying? What would you say to them that would ease their guilt this Christmas so they can really slow down and make it about their immediate family?
Well, I would confirm that I have felt guilty about it the first couple of years, but as we just continued to stress that it's important that we're in our own home and in our own beds and celebrating at our home church, that you're welcome to come. So I think there is guilt there, but as you build that tradition over the years, it gets more and more comfortable, and people see that and they're like, yeah, I want to do that too. And they eventually get the guts to do the same thing. I've seen it happen, here and there in different places that we've lived.
Right. And I've always said, change, any kind of movement, any kind of change can cause a little bit of friction. We know
that.
But if the friction is moving toward making your family unit stronger and making your own memories and traditions, then I think most of us as parents try to understand that. Of course, I want my adult kids around me all the time. But you know what? More than anything, I want to know that they have built their own traditions, so that as I leave this world, and hopefully that's going to be many years from now, but who knows? I mean, what can happen? Mm-hmm. To know that your kids have their own unit and are dependent upon what they're doing, I don't think there's any greater happiness or joy than to know that your kids, what is that scripture? There's no greater joy than know that your kids are walking with the Lord. With the Lord, part of that is knowing that they have that unit and they're okay, and that as you have built that and they're okay. They're not moving on without you. They're just building their own world. So I think that what you said there,
and
Becky, is so important.
Yeah, I was going to add to that is what we typically do then is we go ahead and get on the plane the day after Christmas. And, of course, everything's cheaper then too, and you're more relaxed because the hustle and bustle of the actual day is done, and you can really just enjoy the people around you and, spend that week where you're at. Right after Christmas through the new year versus trying to, there's so much to coordinate when families are all over the place. I'm pretty sure the listeners can agree to that. But for me, you opened the show with encouraging us to slow down and enjoy what the season is all about in your words. So that's what it means for me. And slow down is really the only way to do that in my mind.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it reminds me of that scripture, the scripture, you know, just be still and know God, because that's one of my favorite scriptures. And sometimes we have to, you know, just make ourselves slow down and be in the moment, be in His presence.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And and that's the beauty of stopping, you know, a few days outside of Christmas and go, wait a minute, I'm going to really, and this is kind of how we started December, the program, this program in December, was just like really stopping and thinking, you know, how do we want this Christmas to be remembered? When we look back, you know, and we can think about that again right this moment. Contemplating January 1st and you're looking back, how do you want to remember this year? What are some goals? How do you want to, what would make you feel good about this Christmas? And I think it always makes me feel good, and ladies, you all can chime in here if you like, but it always makes me feel good to know that I slow down to really enjoy, you know, to really enjoy the season. It doesn't seem like such a blur. I remember when the boys were young, and Becky, we were trying to do the same thing. We would get up on Christmas morning, and then we would, you know, have Christmas, and then off we go. So we even decided to wait until, like, the 26th or 27th ago because the boys said, but we want to play with our toys here. So, you know, it's whatever works, you know, but it's whatever works with the family. So these are just some ideas of, you know, what we can do and how we can slow things down. But so we spent the first part of the show talking about some magical moments, you know, how do you add sparkle? How do you add laughter? You know, what can you do just to create your own joy? And then we talked about some memories for just a minute. And we're going to take a 30-second break. And then when we come back, I want to spend the last half hour of this show, this program, talking about ways that we can truly celebrate the miracle of Christmas, how we can truly keep Christ the center of Christmas. And, you know, for those who are listening and you're thinking, well, I don't want to make it all, you know, you can do so many things, celebration, that will not seem overwhelming to those people in your family that you are trying to introduce to Christ. You know, there's so many ways that you can spread the gospel without being so overtly in their face. And to me, that's being the salt. You know, God calls us to be the salt. So let's talk about some ways when we come back that we can, and Becky, stay on. We have Debbie on, the three of us, and anybody that would like to call in, you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246. Press 1, and they will alert me that you're on. Let's really concentrate on just celebrating Jesus. I mean, for heaven's sake, it is His birthday, right? So let's come back in 30 seconds and talk about that. See you in 30 seconds.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Coffee with Kim. We are celebrating Christmas on today's program, and we are about to really get into some meat here about how to keep Christ in Christmas, how to make Him the center. Yes, it's busy. It's crazy. I love busy. I love being out in the malls. I love riding and seeing the lights glowing. I love it all. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Why? Because it never was growing up as a child. It wasn't what I hoped it would be because there was so much alcohol. There was so much that was going on. But you know what? Through the power of Christ, as I mature, God gives each and every one of us the ability to make the changes, to make Christmas what we want it to be. And that's what we can do right now, this moment, we can say, maybe it wasn't what it has been, but boy, I can make it now what I want it to be. So that's what we're going to talk about, is 10 ways. I have 10 ways. Maybe we won't get to all 10. If we don't, you can join my Facebook page and we'll list them on there, or you can join us on our daily devotionals on facebook.com/rosesandrainbows, where I do a 30-minute devotional every morning, and it's going to be all about Christmas these next few weeks. But, girls, we've got another caller, but we're going to, before we do that, caller, hold on. We've got several callers. Hold on. We're going to get to you. But I want to start out with one way that we can truly bring the essence of Christmas into this season. 2 Samuel 24:24 is about giving. Samuel talks about giving. And, you know, Jesus tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave. You know, Jesus, when we see the nativity scene at Christmas, it's all about the giving. Samuel says that I will not give anything that doesn't cost to me something. So cost, not in monetarily, but cost in what we can give from the heart this Christmas. So number one way that I would encourage or submit to you as a way to really bring something incredibly precious into this Christmas is to give God one very special gift just from you and your heart. What could that be? Maybe something personal that no one knows. Maybe there's something in your heart that you know it's time to give up. Maybe there's just forgiveness that needs to be given to someone. Maybe there's a time that you need to set aside every morning. It says, I'm going to give you the first 10 minutes of my morning, Lord. From now on, this is my Christmas gift to you. Let it be not a sacrifice for God's salvation, because we don't need that. Let it be a sacrifice from your heart that says, I'm willing to carve out this, Lord, just to give to you. Ladies, have you ever thought of anything like that? What is something, a gift that we can give to Christ? What is something that you can think of that you could just give to him just from your heart if you present to him your Christmas gift this season? Do either of you have an idea?
Kim, I do. I mean, and you know, I had a friend of mine suggest this, and I've been doing it, and it's just kind of grown. But to read one verse of Luke every day for the month of December, and I've been doing that. And by doing that and putting that, my purpose, every morning, it just seems like, you know, I go through the day more focused, more calm, and more confident, because I have spent that few minutes to start my day with Jesus. And it just puts everything in perspective. And it really, it just sets the tone. You know what, Debbie? It's not about believing in, you know, the true meaning of Christmas. It's not about believing in serving the best meal to my family that's coming Saturday night to celebrate. It's not all those things, but it's just believing him in all circumstances.
So you read one chapter of Luke each morning, right?
Yeah, that's
what
I've been doing for the month of December. And you know, not to put stress on anybody, because I got behind a couple days, and so I just increased the next day my time in reading, and you can catch back up. But it truly is just taking you through Jesus's life and how he spent it on earth leading up from his birth to his death. And I'm just so excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. So, so callers, that's an idea of reading one chapter of the Christmas story each morning, forgiving someone, spending daily time in him, offering him your heart, you know, offering him your heart, your day as you get up each morning. What is it that would be maybe a little sacrifice to you that we would offer? Number two.
Kim.
Yes, Becky, yes.
Oh, I didn't know if I was still there. Yes. I would like to just offer him my time. I often you know, get up in the morning and think about my list, but it's really been very powerful this past year to just have time to listen, not just to read and study and, you know, take my notes, but also just set the pen down and set all the distractions down and just kind of listen for his word to me and what I'm supposed to be doing, because we have a really very powerful transition coming up next summer with my husband's retirement from the military. And we can go anywhere, we can live anywhere, we have so many decisions to make, and it's a really blessed time for us to be able to make those kind of choices. And I have the time right now to think about what I want to do and think about where I want our family to live and what maybe I could make a change in my career, those kind of things. So right now I'm really trying to give my time just to listen, but also to actually respond if he does say, go down, that neighbor's hurting, go down and, you know, speak with her. Mm-hmm. That neighbor needs something. Just, you're going to be the hands and feet. So, and it's very much out of my comfort zone, but I've just noticed in the last couple of months, every time I do that, I know it's not from the devil. It's got to only be from God if it's a good thing. So it's been really fun to kind of go with the prodding and see what happens.
You know, Becky, that is one of the things that's on my list here. Give a surprise gift of service to someone. You know, Mother Teresa says, mark the season by loving and serving others with God's own love and concern. You know, that is one of the greatest ways to not, yes, it's fun to go out and buy and purchase gifts. Of course it is. But to give something that comes from your heart, comes from your concern, comes because you've noticed that there's someone in need, because you stopped to see their eyes, or you heard God's prodding that you do have a neighbor or that you do have someone, you know, those gifts from the heart. There's a picture I used to give when I was speaking about how we try to find our own significance, to fill our own hearts. And, you know, we think, picture this in your mind of running out and you're always buying. You're buying this gift and that shoes and this, and you're bringing it in to your life, but you never can be satisfied. Where you find the satisfaction is when you're giving out of your heart rather than filling the whole inside. It's bringing inside the heart and bringing out and giving to others. That's where you find your greatest peace and satisfaction, and that's where Christ, that is the example of who he was. He was the giver of all great gifts, the Bible says. So thank you for sharing that. And callers and listeners and friends out there, this is where we're all on even ground. I may not be a super millionaire. I may not have a lot of extra to give. I may not even have a penny extra to give this Christmas. But I have me, and I have my thoughtfulness, and you have yourself, and you have what the talents and the gifts that God has put inside you. You have kindness. You have concern. So these are things that really will make Christmas, keep Christ the center of Christmas. Hey, we have a caller, ladies. I want to like to invite caller 7400. Caller 7400. We'd like to invite you on to our program this morning. Welcome, caller 7400. Is our caller still on there? Maybe not.
Hi, well, Kim. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, it's Belinda Epperson. I'm out of state, up at my dad's, and I was calling in to say Merry Christmas to you and to Debbie and to let you know what my family tradition is.
Great, Belinda. Good morning. What is your family tradition, friend?
Well, so for 33 years, my mom's been gone. And for 33 years, the weekend before Christmas, my entire family meets up at my father's house to celebrate Christmas. And that's the time when I really get to share the unconditional love of Jesus with my family. So we always have a reading and a toast, and then we let the kids pass out the gifts. But I guess God gave me the charge of being the gatherer, so I make sure everyone's here the weekend before Christmas, and we've been doing this for 33 years now.
Wow. Belinda. And I can see you doing that right now, Belinda. I know your heart, and I know how you love that. And so, you know, for those who are listening, Belinda, what you're saying is that you can still celebrate. I mean, so many people that are listening have lost loved ones this year, and they're going to have empty seats around the table. And it's important to still gather, isn't it, Belinda? Those who are left behind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's comforting. It's remembering. So
yeah, it's all that. And like I have family members that still haven't really come to know the Lord and accept the Lord as their Lord and Savior. So it's really an opportunity when you have family around to let them know that, you know, one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11, which many times I've heard you, you know, read this particular verse, you know, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, and to give you a future and a hope. And, you know, it's to me, Christmas is really about sharing that unconditional love of Jesus and letting people know he's the greatest gift that any of us could ever receive.
Amen to that. Belinda, thank you so much for calling. You have added so much to so many hurting people's hearts this morning. Thank you so much. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. And congratulations on your new grandbaby.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, sweetie. Thank you for calling. So, listeners, if you're keeping, if you've got your pencil and pen out and talking about the 10 ways to really celebrate Christ and keep him the center, so far we've talked about giving God one special gift. We use the scripture 2 Samuel 24:24, that we don't give him the things that are easy, that we sacrifice a little bit. We go into our hearts and we think, what is it that I really don't want to give? That forgiving spirit, allowing Christ to be, that first fruits of every morning. What is it that God's pulling at your heart to really just sit and listen, like one of our callers said? A second thing that we've heard over and over throughout the last hour is the special time just to read the Word. You heard Debbie talk about reading one chapter of Luke each morning and follow that story and talk about, you know, read it, but then meditate on it. Have your family around if you can and really talk about it. Have that special time to read the story. If you don't know exactly where to go, here's some scriptures that share the Christmas story. You can begin in Luke chapter 1:5, go through verse 56, and then scoot on into chapter 2 of Luke, 1 through 20. So that tells the entire Christmas story. You might want to go into Matthew, another gospel version, Matthew 1:18 through 25. And I'll tell you something that we like to do that maybe you might want to think about, and is we have different people read it. Many times in my coffee gatherings, as the women come in closer to the Christmas, and this is what's so awesome about it. Let me just tell you this. So we open up the Word, and we begin reading the Christmas story, and I'll invite the ladies, just read. Start at the passage and read as far as you want, and most of the time that's 2 or 3 verses. And then I will say to them, now when the next person starts reading, if there's more than one that starts, nobody stop. Just read it together. And it becomes like a song. So one person begins, and then maybe 2 or 3 people start reading the next passage, and so you have 2 or 3 people reading those verses together. It is like a hallelujah choir. It is so beautiful. So try that maybe with your family, and just having different people read it, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. So there's some of the scriptures just to read the Christmas story. Another thing that you might want to do is build your own nativity scene in your home. If you don't have one, you can always go buy one, but you can also make one with your kids. Oh, my gosh. Even adult kids, This is so much fun. And you get to know the intimacy of the nativity. You get to build that place and put that hay in. And you get to talk about the characters of the nativity. You get to talk about Jesus and Mary and Joseph. You get to put in the shepherds and the wise men and the heavenly host of angels. You know, it brings life to it. And when you talk about it, you can't help but feel the passion. And when you feel the passion, you can't help but feel how God loves us so much that he did come. So those are just a few things. I have a few more, but we have a caller that we're going to bring on. Our time is running by rapidly. It's amazing. But aren't these great ways from so many people that can help us truly make this the most meaningful Christmas ever? That's what I pray for you as my friend, as my dedicated listener who joins me every Monday morning. I pray right now that some of these things are reaching into your heart and into your home. And I just hope that you know that maybe Christmas hasn't always been what you wanted it to be, but you can make that change this Christmas. You can decide in your heart, it's going to be different this year. It's going to be Christ-centered because we're going to be reading these verses and these stories. Okay, so let's bring in our next caller. Caller 9547, welcome to Coffee with Kim. Caller 9547.
Good morning, Kim. Merry Christmas. It's Linda from Augusta.
Good morning, Special Linda. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I'm so thankful that I was able to make it to call in.
So are we. You know, I just love, you know, my mom's name was Linda, so you and I always have that special connection. It just, I love that name
yes.
so much. And I know how much you love the Lord and how much you want to bring him into the season. So, Linda, tell us, what is something that you do to keep Christ the center of your holiday season?
Well, for me, Kim, you know, as you said, the essence of Christ, and I sit here as I'm listening, and one of the things for me is giving of self, and that's, you know, dying to myself and giving myself to him to allow him to use me as he needs to do so. And one of those things that I try to do every morning is to give him my time, to surrender over my time to him so that I can sit and just read his word, listen to his word, and then just to be still and just listen for his sweet whispers to come to me, because so many times in the busyness of this season, we lose track of that, and we've got to slow down and stop and just be still. Because
absolutely.
He has so much to offer us, and then when we're busy, we are not able to hear him. And especially when difficult things are coming, you know, we need to settle down and just be still so we can hear him.
I love that, and that goes back to what Debbie was talking about. Just be still. You know, it says that verse: be still, and know that I am God. And then, have you ever seen that where they just take the words away? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still.
Yes.
Be.
Yes. Because,
be. You know, it's not
that's exactly
it's not
correct.
Do. It's be. Isn't that beautiful?
Be. Yeah.
That's what I thought about when Debbie was talking about that. You know, be still and know that I am God. Only in that can we truly be who we know that we really are on the inside, is to bring it back to him. Well, what is one special tradition that you have, Linda?
Well, one thing is having a little godson. He's 4 years old. When I get him, I love to sit with him. And, well, one thing is we go and ride and look at the Christmas lights and all. And then when we get back to the house, I like to sit down with him and read him the Christmas story. And then Then I have one special gift under the tree. And so I take that special gift, and it's just wrapped so beautifully. And I take that gift, and I let him know this is the most special gift you will ever receive. And then we open it up, and as we open it up, there's a little baby Jesus laying in the bottom of that beautiful gift, because I want him to grow up and to learn who Jesus is, and that Jesus is the most amazing gift that he will ever receive. And so that's just one of
That's beautiful. Are you there?
Isn't that sweet?
Something happened to Linda, but she said what she needed to say before she went away. And isn't that just amazing? So what time is it? Oh, my gosh, we're at 10:50. We're just a few minutes away from ending this Christmas special. So I want to remind everyone a few more things that maybe I feel like are important. And some of the things have been shared. Let's see, we've talked about giving the gift of yourself, being still, setting up your own nativity, reading the special Christmas story with your people, plan a goodwill project, adopt someone. This is what Becky was talking about. See the needs of those around you, that you can supply their needs maybe without even having to spend a penny. But maybe we do need to reach out with a special meal. Maybe someone needs something that we can help them with. Go Christmas caroling. Go to a children's hospital. Do something that we can sing and bring hope into other people's lives. Set aside a time for family devotions. Again, read those about the birth, the nativity, all those, the Christmas story. Attend a church of your choice. I love those Christmas Eve candlelight services. That peace that comes over your heart. And even if you're alone, and I know I'm talking to a lot of people that feel so alone.
Yes.
You know, I've been alone at Christmas. It's not easy, but wrap yourself up in that coat. Take yourself to a church. I promise you, you will walk in alone, but you will not walk out feeling lonely. Christ will meet you there. Of course, he will meet you in your home, but there's something so special, so uplifting, so glorious when you go sit in one of those services, and you will see the smiles of people as those candles burn. It will be in the presence of the Lord. So I invite you to find a church or call someone and say, may I just tag along? That would be the greatest gift if you ask someone if you could go to church with them. So attend the church service of your service. Begin a Christmas tradition of your own. Think about what you can begin this year. And if you have never baked a birthday cake to celebrate the birth of Jesus, try it. I have so many friends who do this. Bake that cake. Make Christ the center. It is his birthday, for heaven's sakes. Right, girls? It's his day. Let's make it about him. Let's celebrate him. He has the power to change all of our lives. Friends, Becky, Debbie, Donna, Dana, Linda, Belinda, all of you who called in today, and many of you who couldn't make it on the show, I just want to thank you so much for adding to all of our lives about what Christ brings to our Christmas. He is the greatest gift of all. He was the one who gave the greatest. He came so that all of us could experience him and have everlasting life. Friends, if you're listening today, if you've never accepted this powerful gift of Christ, I invite you to say yes. Simply close your eyes, open your eyes, get on your knees, stand up. It doesn't matter. You know that Christ came so that for those who believed in him, John 3:16, could accept him, could believe in him, could embrace him and say, Christ Jesus, I need you in my heart and in my soul. Come in and make a new creature out of me, because that's what he does. He makes all things new. He gives us a new song to sing. He will be the light and bright Christmas shining light on the top of our trees and in the middle of our heart. Let him be your greatest gift of all this Christmas. And if you have any questions, please call. I can send you information. We will send prayer warriors this way. Make this the most meaningful Christmas of all. Well, friends, as we enter in this special hour, as we thank our people, I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving his life for us so that each and every one of us could have the most meaningful Christmas ever. As Mary says in her song, the song in Luke chapter 1, verse 46, it says, and Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. May we all be able to say that this Christmas. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Isn't that beautiful? This will be our last coffee with Kim presentation this year. The rest of the December, we invite you to join the show to listen to special encore presentations. If there's something special you would like to hear, please let us know. We'll make sure that that gets on. We invite you to our Facebook, facebook.com/rosesandrainbows, to join us each and every morning. We will be doing live devotions there. You also will get throughout the day many little quotes, scriptures, thoughts that will help hopefully to inspire and to encourage and equip you during this Christmas season. So please join us there. In the meantime, until now, from now until then, may God bless you abundantly through the power of his work flowing through you. May you know his peace in a way that you have never known it before. May this Christmas be the Christmas that you look back and have the greatest of memories and the greatest of meaning, because all of us chose to slow things down and make him the true star of this Christmas season. Thank you, friends, so much. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, everyone. Merry, Merry Christmas. I love you all. This is Kim Crable signing off. Merry Christmas, friends. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.